This episode is sponsored by HoneyPress. HoneyPress is a Filipina-owned stationery boutique which curates Japanese stationery goods, greeting cards, notebooks, stickers, gifts, and more. HoneyPress will be launching this April 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you who listen to the show, you can get a 10% off your first purchase of $15 or more with code PLANNERSANDWINE. Be sure you are following HoneyPress over at Instagram at honeypress.nc for more information.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys, to another week. Today, it is just Myra and I. So definitely buckle up for some for some comments because we got lots of thoughts. Oh, my gosh.
Love it when it's just us. Not that I don't like having guests, but I feel like it started with just us.
Yeah.
It's the OG kind of episodes.
Totally. I totally agree. Yeah, I love it when it's just us two. No, I love our guests because it's kind of just like less pressure as well. Because I get a little nervous.
Yeah, we can start guests at any time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. But before we get into, you know, everything, let's, Myra, how has your week been?
It's been good. I actually took off the later half of last week because I was just over it. And I got some things done around the house. I had Ashton with me. I usually don't have him during the week. He's usually over my grandparents' house during the work day. But I had him with me, and I'm like, my kid is a whole handful.
Yeah, the more you know.
I told my grandparents that I am sorry. But they were like, he's usually calm. I think he knows who to test.
That, girl, that is the thing. That is the thing. Like, Mason is absolutely a perfect angel when I'm not around. And then when I'm around, it's just turn up queen.
You know what? I think I would prefer that. Because at least when they go out in public, they know how to act, you know?
Not if I'm there.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's the thing.
So they go to daycare or whatever. They know how to act. Right. And won't get kicked out of class or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly, girl. Because, yeah, she is an angel at daycare. And every time we pick her up there, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so great. And I'm like, yeah, she is. Okay.
I don't know. I think I would prefer that, but I do feel a way because it's like, so you don't take me serious.
No, they don't. They know we're not gonna do nothing. They just know we're not gonna do anything, and that's just the moral of the story. It's so sad.
But how was your week?
My week was really good. It was hectic though because this weekend, so we went to Nashville because my friend who's getting married in April, I'm in her wedding, so she did like a little bachelorette weekend. I'm just going to say, I cannot hang like I could 10 years ago. My gosh, it was, 5 years ago. It was such a struggle. I mean, we did a wine tasting. We did a whiskey tasting. We did this, it was like a party bus type of thing, but it's pulled by a tractor, like all through downtown where you're just drinking and dancing.
I love that.
It was so much fun. So much fun. But when I tell you I was absolutely dead Saturday night, like, I was dead Saturday night. So, yeah. But it was a lot of fun. And I didn't even know that apparently Nashville is, like, the number one bachelorette trip location in the U.S. or something crazy like that. Had no idea. But they have tons of activities.
I was supposed to go down there for mine, and I got pregnant.
Oh. Wow.
That was awkward because I had to I was only like a few weeks literally, so yeah. I only had told like
you could have still went, you just couldn't have drank,
but it would have been so obvious.
You didn't want to tell them, y'all, because y'all revealed that you were pregnant at your wedding. Is that why? Did you do that?
No.
Oh, I thought
it was still a month after.
Oh, so why didn't you just tell them?
Because I ain't trusting.
I'm so done. You totally should have
only told Taylor.
Yeah,
Taylor. That's it.
Oh my gosh. Cause I did like the little bachelorette thing in Dallas before we got married and I was pregnant. All my friends just knew. So I just didn't drink. So I still had fun, but it definitely would have been funner if I could have been able to drink.
I know. But I didn't play tolerance. My cards right with that one.
My tolerance hadn't been the same since before I had Mason though, because girl, I feel weak on Saturday.
They literally take everything out of you. Literally.
Uh-huh. They do. But yeah, it was it was still a good time. And I mean, yeah, we had an absolute blast. And yeah, we got to see Dallas's family, because his whole family pretty much lives in Nashville. So it was nice. It was a nice weekend. It was just exhausting. We just got back like at 10 o'clock last night.
Wait, story time real quick. Uh-huh. So you and Dallas aren't from the same city?
No, he's from Nashville, not from Memphis.
So how did that come about?
Oh my God, y'all.
This is not on the list. I'm like, hold on.
Once upon a time. Okay, so it's crazy because, okay, so Dallas is from Nashville and I'm from Memphis. And I went to school outside of Nashville and he went to school in Memphis. So when we were in college, we basically like traded cities, right?
Wow.
And so then at some point during college, we kind of met because he was dating one of my friend's friends. Not my friend, but one of my friend's friends.
Okay, I'm about to say girl, girl, cold.
Girl, no, I ain't still nobody man. So yeah, he was dating one of my friend's friends. And so she was from Nashville too. And she had came in town where I was at college to visit my friend, her friend or whatever. And she and Dallas was with her. And we literally just like introduced ourselves to each other and just kept it moving. Cause like I said, he was dating her at the time. I was dating somebody else. We didn't even give each other like a second look. Mm-hmm. And so then like years later, I had moved to Dallas, but I went home for Christmas and I went with my friend, my same friend who's getting married next month. I went with her to like this like house party, and that's where me and Dallas met. And we didn't even realize that we had met each other before until like later on we'd exchanged numbers, and then later on we were like texting and talking and stuff. And I just, you know, he has a really distinctive name. It's not a lot of people named Dallas, yeah. Especially guys named Dallas who's an alpha from Memphis. And I had remembered from years before that my friend's friend was dating a guy named Dallas who's an alpha in Memphis or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
That's so specific.
Right. So I asked him, I was like, did you used to date so-and-so back in the day? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, we've met before. And so the rest is it's just history. I don't know. Wow. It's crazy.
The world is so small. It's just amazing how you cross paths with people before you even know.
It's so crazy. Right. And the only, like I said, the only reason I even realized is because he has this like weirdly distinctive name that, you know, not a billion people have. So yeah, that's always a fun story to tell, that I didn't steal nobody man. I didn't steal my friend's man, at least. It's a friend of a friend, okay?
So it wasn't your friend, does not basically
apply. No, girl code does not apply, okay? But you know what? It is funny, though, because like when me and him started dating, me and the friend's friend were actually friends on Instagram, right? And so the first time I posted a picture of me and him, she commented like, oh, wow, it's a small world. She said something like that. They had been broken up for years at this point. And I was like, yeah, girl, it is a small world. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I bet she felt some kind of way.
She definitely felt some type of way, but I don't have her phone number. Well. We didn't, like, we were not friends. We were friends of friends, you know?
She no felt the way because she commented. She definitely felt the way.
Girl, it was years later, and sis was married. So I'm like, don't be pressed about your ex and you married. That's not cute.
I wouldn't even comment on that. I wouldn't either.
Definitely. So mm-hmm. Yeah, so I ended up making a new Instagram like maybe like a year or something after that, and I did not re-add her as a friend, because I was like, I don't need that drama in my life, because what you're not gonna do is act like I saw your man and we weren't friends. You don't have my phone number and you married. Girl, bye.
Oh my God. Yeah. That, just block them.
Yeah, just block them. Yeah, just block them. But you know what? While we're on this topic, why don't you share? Because I don't feel like we've ever shared with the audience how we met our spouses. So why don't you share how you and Mr. Charles met?
How did I? Oh, we actually met online. like legit online dating. I can't remember what the app was called, but Chuck was like, we should reach back out to them and see if they'll pay for our wedding. I'm like, no, that's not how that works. But
it was a success story. You're gonna be on commercials and stuff.
That's his try. He always trying to get some money out of somebody. But now that I think about it, this was kind of stupid. But I did meet him, and we talked for about back and forth, just general life stuff, mm-hmm. for about a month before we actually physically met. Mm-hmm. And the first time I physically met, I invited him to my house. But now I'm thinking about, like, he could have been a whole ass serial killer. I invited this man to my house.
That is so hilarious.
But I feel happy
he wasn't. Yeah, he was.
I know. Clearly he wasn't. He hasn't killed anybody. But I felt real comfortable with him because it wasn't like typical online date and like mm-hmm. no conversation, just very sexual. It wasn't anything like that. It was
right.
friends kind of first. So I was really comfortable with meeting him. But that's how we met.
And
we've both been in the same city our whole lives, just never really crossed paths. I was on the west side, he was more up north.
Yeah.
So that's probably why we never crossed paths, or at least we don't know. But
Right. That's crazy. And you know what? I feel like, ladies, if you're on these dating apps, a big red flag is if the guy is like gets way too sexual too quick when y'all are talking. That's a humongous red flag. Like, that means he's only interested in one thing, and y'all know what that is. So you need to just move on, you know, swipe left.
Dating is ghetto. It is so ghetto. I am so blessed and so lucky that I found mm-hmm. him, because, oh my God.
Same. Dating is extremely ghetto.
Don't want to go back.
It's not fun. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Getting to know people, it's just trying to figure out if they're a F boy or not. I don't miss that. I don't miss that. But, you know.
No.
It's all right. God. Shout out to my single ladies. Mr. Wright is out there. Just let him find you. Or Mrs. Wright. Whoever is right. Whoever you want is out there somewhere. Just let them find you.
Oh, I'm definitely praying for y'all. Because these... Mm-hmm. I'm sure the dating websites is worse now. Because this was before, like, Tinder and...
Mm-hmm.
Is Tinder swipe left? Or is that the... That
yeah. House? Yeah, I think so.
This is
I
way
think, but you know
that.
What? At least I feel like with now, if you meet somebody on a dating app, you got all these other social media apps that you can go on and research them. You don't have to just rely on just Facebook or something. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, all research. I had was Facebook, and mm-hmm. his was pretty much bare. He's not really a big social media person. Like, the only thing he uses now is Twitter.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But yeah. Do your research. Yeah.
Do your research, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's listening. I always forget that we have guy listeners too. Shout out to y'all.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, so let's go ahead. Or do you want to get into plugging first, and then we'll get into the topics for this week?
Yes, guys. Make sure you check out our Patreon. You can find all of that information over on our website, which is plannersandwinepod.com. Yep. We also have our merch there. We were just talking about dropping some more stuff, and that we don't really mm-hmm. talk about that too much on here, but we do have merch if you want to check it out. It is on Teespring, but you can also find the link to it over on our website too. Basically, go check out our website. Everything we do is there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I had somebody comment, I guess this is kind of somewhat of a segue to one of the topics, on the Ivory Paper Co. Video, and they're like, oh my God, I was just scrolling and found this video, and I just realized that you are from Planners and Wine.
Oh my God.
So we do have personal stuff like YouTube and stuff that we do as well. Myra plans it. You can find me pretty much everywhere there, and Meg's Got a Plan, and you can find her mm-hmm. pretty much everywhere on that name too. So we do stuff outside of Planners and Wine.
We do.
That was hilarious. Yes. I'm like, oh, I guess that's what people know me from. But that's cool
means
too.
The show getting big. That's what that means. Okay. The show is getting big.
I hate
big.
That it was that video, because I do other videos too. But appreciate you. Shout out to you.
Subscribe and watch the rest, please.
Yes. I'm not here to drag people all the time. That's not the YouTube channel.
I swear you get a comment on the Ivory Paper Co. video every single
every
week.
Day.
It's every day. That's every wild. Day.
Yeah,
because
I turned the comments
of
off for a few days, and then I was like, I guess I'll turn it back on
yeah, girl,
for the
that's fine
engagement. It's probably
for the
my top
engagement.
video, but
For the
I'll take
engagement.
it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so yeah, that is a fantastic segue because all I wanted to discuss about this Ivory Paper Co. situation that is still ongoing, apparently, because certain people who shall not be named are keeping it up on TikTok. And TikTok girl or girls, plural, are still going. Like they're still, making TikToks about Ivory Paper Co., even though they have received a planner, she has received a refund, and she has returned the planner. Yes, she's still making TikToks about I mean, it's just for more followers now. It's just for more clout now. I mean, she's up to like 40K or something. So I guess she's just like, well, this is what y'all want to hear about. I'm just gonna keep going. So what else? But I just hope that Ivory Paper Co. isn't still getting hate as a result of that. That is where my issue with that comes from. The fact that this TikTok presence has led to so much hate and negativity toward the owner and her personal life and her children. That is the issue that I have with this TikTok situation,
My issue is I just don't understand what's your purpose now. You got the planner, you sent the planner back. I'm assuming she got her money. I think, didn't she get her money?
Yeah, she got her money back from the bank. That's why she sent the planner back, because she said she didn't want to steal by getting the planner and having a refund, which, okay, I mean, that's the right thing to do, but I feel
Yeah.
like also the right thing to do is to not send all this hate and nastiness. Not that it's coming directly from her, because I don't think it is, but like I said, I feel like her presence on TikTok is causing these trolls on TikTok to seek out the Ivory Paper Co. owner and do all this gross stuff that she really doesn't have a lot to say about.
Yeah, it's kind of extreme, but it just reminds me of Trump and the insurrection and how he would say certain words and then be like, "Well, I didn't tell him go out there." But if you're egging people on, and especially other people who still haven't gotten their refunds or still haven't gotten their planners, you're just pushing it on without being like, "I told people not to be nasty," or "I didn't say anything mean." Because I mean, even these recent videos, I mean, they're not quote unquote mean. But it is continuing the conversation, continuing people to be upset about it. But
Exactly.
is it
And
really worth it? Like,
you
what?
want to know, that's the thing. Is it, and what are you really getting out of it besides the following on TikTok?
Apparently, TikTok must be the wave. I have to send it to you later,
It must
but
be the wave. People go so viral on TikTok and they just get
yeah.
huge. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a restaurant out here apparently turned two black girls down, and they created a TikTok and pretty much got all of their stuff like negative reviews and things, and they have been closed for the past week.
The
They shut down.
restaurant?
The restaurant closed for the past week after all of this.
Why did they turn the black girls down? Was it because they were black?
Basically, because of the way their hair were, they said some of the girls' wig caps were showing, so they didn't want them in there, the way they were
Wow.
talking. So yeah, because they were black,
That's
basically.
crazy. Well, I mean, that is more legitimate to me than I haven't got my planner in three
Yeah, because
months.
it's racism.
Exactly,
Mind you, it's a
exactly.
black-owned restaurant, but you can still be
Oh,
racist
you
against
can still
your
be
own
prejudiced
people.
against your own. Absolutely, you sure can. But you know what? And so it's so crazy that we're talking about this today, because I was on Facebook earlier today. I saw an ad for Pelotons, right? And I feel like it's been well documented on the internet how long the shipping for new Pelotons has been taking. It's been taking like literally 2, 3 months, all this, right? And I think people didn't have a problem with it because Peloton was, I thought at least they were upfront with people about when they were going to ship. And sometimes they got it slightly early. That's kind of what I've been hearing.
Yes,
Well,
same.
this ad literally said delivery within like 1 to 3 weeks. So when I saw that, I was like, that's
How?
new. Listen, listen. So yeah, so I went to the comments. Of course, there were tons of people in the comments who were pissed, who were like, no, how are you going to advertise this when, you know, I haven't got my bike yet and it's been 12 weeks. I haven't did this. I haven't did that. I think Peloton was had responded to like maybe one or two people that I saw, and they didn't respond to anybody else. So I was sitting there thinking after that, I was like, are y'all going to pop up with Peloton is trash groups on Facebook? Peloton is a scam groups on Facebook? Like when is it going to get to the level of how the I, because I feel like it's the same thing, saying you're gonna do one thing but you're not doing it. Yeah. It's not a scam. They're not delivering your bike. They're just not delivering when they said they were. Is that not the exact same situation?
Yeah, that's the closest correlation.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. But nobody's about to be like, no, let's ruin this business.
Let's go on the Better Business Bureau. Let's shut them down. I just don't feel like they're going to go at Peloton that in that same way. And yes, these are different groups of people, but I mean, yeah, that just stuck out so crazy to me. I was just like, this is not going to, and Peloton is a humongous company. iRepairGo is a way smaller company. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just, it just, you know, that was funny to me.
Like, I know, like, Peloton been taking months to give people their stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have been pretty upfront about it. So that's strange for them to have that ad. Yeah.
It literally said delivered within 1 to 3 weeks. And I was like, this is interesting. Yeah. And like I said, that's not what the people in the comments weren't very happy about that. But I don't feel like this is going to lead to this mass hysteria that iRepairGo is getting now. So, and then, you know what, I saw another TikTok from somebody else who said that they ordered from iRepairGo like last May, and by June or July they hadn't heard anything. And I was like, that's weird, because when you ordered yours last summer, you got yours within like a week. So I don't know if she was just saying that for clout, or if that was really the situation that far back. I'm not sure, but
yeah. apparently they had backed up orders for their 2019, I don't know how true this is, but for, because it was on that girl's TikTok, for their 2019 mm-hmm. Black Friday sale, mm-hmm. they got backed up from there. But I haven't heard anything about them being backed up mm-mm. in May of last year,
right?
Yeah, and I had no issues getting my order. And I think we had Leanne and Caitlin on the show last week, and Leanne had mentioned that she got it and didn't have any issues getting her order either.
Right.
And that was about a year or so ago. I don't know.
These people on TikTok,
what clout though?
Yeah, their credibility is just questionable to me at this at this moment. And I just if you got your planner, stop now. But like I said, it'll be different if the iRepairGo owner wasn't getting death threats and threats to her kids and all that. Even though I still feel like you would be doing too much, that mm-hmm. would at least, I wouldn't feel as strongly as I do probably. I'll just be like, okay, whatever. Well, nobody's getting hurt. People are getting hurt. Like, not physically, but mentally and emotionally, that can't be easy to have strangers on the internet, which I'm sure they're still going. She's just not sharing it, threatening you and your children over your company. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wish that people, and I think we talked about this, like, people need to remember that there is another person behind the computer, behind the phone. Like, there is a human, there's people's lives are involved, people's children are involved in this. And you may think, oh, you're just getting popular on TikTok. You're not hurting anybody. You're not trying to make anybody threaten her. But there are crazy people out there who are listening to you and who are running with what you are saying. And they're doing this as a direct result of what you are saying. Even if you're not telling them to do it, even if you're not being vicious and malicious things are coming out of it. So if you have your issue resolved with them, why are you still going? Like, I would absolutely love to talk to her and just find out, why is she still going? Like, you're not a saint. You're not a martyr. You're not helping anybody. Yeah, like, you're not helping anybody. Like, this is not making iRepairGo process these orders any quicker than what they were physically able to before you started doing this.
At what point does it become harassment?
I feel like it's been harassment.
Because every time, like, I'm looking at you, she's tagging them every time.
It's been harassment.
I don't understand. She's given a history of iRepairGo basically now. Why?
Oh my god.
Why? Why?
I can't believe 40,000 people are tuning in for this.
49.
Oh my God. It was just 40,000 yesterday. So now I see her, like I said, her motive is in the growth that she's getting. I don't care what she says. She can say all day, because I just feel like the day the Ivory Paper Co. fulfills every single late order and it still is magically able to turn over orders in 2 to 3 business days, she's still going to have something to say. So I'm just convinced it's for the growth.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. If she was at 40 yesterday and just instantly got another 9K, yeah. I just don't understand how can you sustain this, because eventually people are going to not care anymore. There's going to be something else happening.
She's going to try to make them still care, which is, I feel like, is what she's trying to do now, is make them still care. Because I see the original TikTok girl, the one who didn't go viral, I went to her page and she's made a video here and there about them, but all her videos are not dedicated to Ivory Paper Co., which I at least appreciate. She's at least moving on and trying to talk about other things. But this in particular person, she just won't stop. And I, like I said, I would love to just talk to her and pick her brain and be like, I feel like she genuinely thinks that she's helping, but I feel like she's doing more harm than good, because Ivory Paper Co. is not listening to you anymore. They probably got you blocked on everything.
I'm sure they do. Well, if I don't know how TikTok works, can you still tag people if they have you blocked? You usually can't, like on Instagram.
Maybe you can tag, but maybe like if there's some type of way to look at the things that you're tagged in, maybe you just won't pop up in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's just blowing smoke at this point. It's just gone. It's gone entirely too far at this point, because I just who has the time? Like, I wish I had that kind of time.
I do too. And I would dedicate it to something way more important. Like the fact that there are still Asian people in the United States getting viciously attacked for literally no reason except for existing. The fact that there are a bunch of anti-trans bills popping up all over the country, anti-voting bills popping up all over the country. There is so much more going on. And I would, if she could dedicate this time to that stuff, she could actually make a difference and actually help the world and actually help somebody besides herself.
I don't understand why she would want to do that, though. Do you make money like how YouTube is? Like, you get a certain amount of subscribers and views and you can be a partner?
Absolutely have no idea. I would hope so, because
it will make sense.
Yeah, people get huge from TikTok, apparently, but I haven't seen that TikTok fame translate to a lot of other platforms in the exact same way. Like, there are people who have 1 million subscribers on TikTok, and you go to Instagram, they may have like 10K or something like that. Like, it just doesn't, it has, unless you're like a big, big name, it's not crossing over the same way. So if that's what her goal is, but I just can't have a following built off of all this negativity. And then if she does eventually try to turn it into something else positive, these people followed you for this negative stuff. So if you're not going to do that, then they probably won't follow you no more. And I feel like that's all she cares about. Prove me wrong, yeah, girl. If you're listening, contact us. Like I said, I would absolutely love and be super open to talking to you and getting to the bottom of why you are doing this. Because I just, like I said, I don't think you're a bad or mean person. I just think this has gone way too far and a lot of bad and negative things are coming out of it. And I just want to understand why.
Yeah. Contact Meg, because I don't care, girl. I don't care this much.
I care, just because, like I said, I just don't like what's going on the back end with being said to the Ivory Paper Co. owner and about her kids and stuff. That just won't stop bothering me, you know?
Yeah, I feel like her explanation is just gonna piss you off. That's it's just gonna make you mad.
I like to curse. Just gonna make I like to curse mad. When I get mad, so that's fine.
I don't know. I just don't understand, like, unless it's some kind of monetary thing that goes along with TikTok. I don't understand it. But I don't know. I think the platform of TikTok is easy to get followers as well, too. Because the follower button is, like, right above the like button. So it's just as simple as that. But
yeah, I think people just really get in their heads and really start feeling themselves once they see that they're growing a following and people are really listening to them. I mean, she could literally be getting nothing out of it except for this growing massive following based off of just
yeah,
this.
Sometimes that can be
You
currency
know,
too nowadays.
That's enough.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I just think
I
it's
can't
unnecessary.
Take that to Kroger, so I just...
Hello, Target said they don't care about my TikTok followers. You gonna pay this $120 for two items? They don't care.
But yeah, let us know if anybody knows a little bit more about TikTok. Like, is there a way? Like, do they have a partnership, kind of like how YouTube has? Mm-hmm. Let us know, because I
make it make I, sense.
Trying to make it make it. Trying to make it make sense.
Right, because it's just not making sense right now, and it's too much. Okay, other stuff going on in the planner world. So Cloth and Paper is restocking their Ollie clips. I just looked
at the email.
Yes. I'm excited because, you know, I'll get to that in a second, but I want everybody, if you want an Ollie clip, please go ahead and buy it so you won't be looking crazy, hopping on Mercari 2 weeks from now, buying it for $80. I don't want that for you. I don't want that
okay.
for you.
This isn't on the list either, but I had to say something too, because yes. I was listening, well, not listening, but looking at Jerrica Plans. Good follow. You should definitely follow her over on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But the other day she had mentioned that people are literally selling like washi samples from either Simply Gilded or mainly like Cookie Sticker Co. Because sometimes it's hard to get a hold of her washi. They're selling it for like $30.
And people are buying it.
Washi samples, not the whole roll.
What?
Just samples for like 30 plus bucks over on Etsy. I'm just like, I don't understand it. First off, I feel like if you need the washi that bad, like hit somebody up, like get a planner bestie or whatever so y'all can swap washies. Cause you should not be paying $30 for washi samples.
And my thing is, I feel like that's stealing from the person who originally created it. You know what I'm saying? Because like even like with people reselling these Ollie clips on Mercari for $80, it's fine to resell something that you're not going to use. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But one, spiking up the price to something insane makes no sense. You should not be trying to make a profit. Like if you're not going to use it, you should just get rid of it. And then buying something that you know you're not going to use just for the express purpose of reselling it for a way higher price. I don't see how that's not stealing from the company to me. And I don't feel like that's right. Especially a lot of these companies are smaller companies and stuff. Like, it's just not cool. And to be honest, I don't see people doing this with, well, you know what? Back in the day, we saw way more. With Happy Planner stuff, people would do that a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now the Happy Planner is way more readily available. You don't see it for the insane jacked up price like you used to, unless it's something that's really exclusive that you can't get anymore. But I just think it's wrong. Like,
Don't make this your job.
It's
exploitive. I remember back in the day, somebody actually went to jail because they were literally stealing the Happy Planner items from Hobby Lobby and got caught. And she was one of the people that would be Skyping up the prices on Facebook Marketplace or whatever. I thought that was hilarious.
That's crazy.
That's insane. So that's straight profit because you didn't even pay for it to begin with. But yeah, it's... I get like people gonna do it. Like people done it with these Nintendo recently released like Sanrio cards for Animal Crossing, and people bought them up $6 and then are selling it on eBay for 80, 70 high prices. So people are gonna do it. It's just a capitalism name of the game. It just sucks that it's within this community. And I hate it even more that it's with smaller businesses like Cookie Sticker Co., like Simply Gilded, because it's much harder for them to come back and like say like cut this out. Like Nintendo could probably cut that out instantly. It's freaking Nintendo. But they don't have the resources or the time really to go through Etsy and, you know, file complaints or whatever the process is over there.
Right, right.
So that's what irritates me. It's like,
it's so irritating.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I promise you, if you I feel like it's super easy to make friends within this community. And if you do swaps, like if you were able to get one washi from Simply Gilded and the other person was able to get something else, y'all can swap and absolutely free. I think it's just so it's so much easier just to make connections and get it that way if you weren't able to snag it yourself.
Or just set your alarm and stay ready, like me and Myra, so you don't have to get ready. I've been trying to tell you for a release, period. Like, I'm gonna have my alarm set for this Cloth and Paper release because I'm getting my Ollie clips. I don't know what I'm doing with all these clips, but I'm just gonna have them so I can stay ready.
Don't you already got them though?
I just got one. No, I got two. Okay. I got two. I have two of them. But these are different colors, so.
So you didn't? If they're restocks, they came. I didn't out get them. You.
Yeah, I wasn't on Cloth and Paper when they originally came out.
Oh.
Yeah, these aren't the ones that came out for Black Friday. The one that came out for Black Friday is the one that I have. The other two, these were before Black Friday, so I wasn't on Cloth and Paper.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had the subscription box, so it came in those, so that's how I got a few of those.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, they good for putting stuff in subscription boxes.
But yeah, just set your alarms, too, if you don't want to make no friends.
I know, but be friendly, you know, just open up your mind, hop in somebody's DM, be like, oh my God, you love Cookie Sticker Co. too? Okay, cool, let's be friends.
Literally, I swear, I promise you, that person will probably be like, okay, let's be friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's super easy in this community. I just hate that people are selling this stuff at super high prices for the sole purpose of just making a profit.
No, it's not right because some of us really want this stuff. And Cloth and Paper is doing like a giveaway as well. So if you order between Monday, the when we're recording this, and Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern time, you get entered to be in a drawing to have early access. So they're gonna pick one person who will have early access to the Ollie clips because they know we all going crazy. And then the early access winner will be announced Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern time. So, yeah. So, if you make a purchase. Unfortunately, I just made a Cloth and Paper purchase like Friday before I knew about this. So, I will not be entering. But I will be ready at 3 p.m. or whenever, you know, for when they go live.
Yeah. And that's another reason why these shops are putting limits on things. Because people
buy it up.
Hijack it. They do that with Villa Beautiful pins too.
They do.
Ghetto.
Yep, one per person. Okay. It's ridiculous. So yeah, just be fair. Let other people get stuff, you know. But that is all. Are there any other releases or anything this week? That's all I really saw.
Rong is dropping her stuff.
I can't believe I forgot.
31st. When is that? Tomorrow?
Wednesday. So patrons, hey. Lucky you. You get to hear this on time so that you can stay ready. But I think so the release tomorrow is only for the people who signed up for the email list for early access. And I want to say Rong. Yeah, me too. yes, us. So I want to say she said the early access people will have 5 days before it's open to the public. I definitely plan on getting so much because it's so cute. I love her stickers.
Oh my God, that teacher sticker book. I'm like,
it's so cute.
It's so cute. I have no use for it, but it's like, oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. And I think it's okay. So it's teacher, it's Wild Thing, Curvy, and Latina. Just amazing. I love Rock Wrong. So fun.
That's so dope. It is so, I cannot wait. So cute. And she got Afterpay.
And she has Afterpay, which is the gift that keeps on giving.
Really is. Love. It really is. Yeah, I think, I mean, I guess we can mention this. Cookie Sticker Co. is actually having another release, and she is in the Ultimate Planner Sale, which is, I think it starts on the 9th of April, whatever day that is. I don't know if that's before or after next week's show, but it's coming. Okay. And Simply Gilded, too, has another
release. Okay.
Simply Gilded, stay on our necks, man.
They really do. She said, "Oh, you thought you were saving? Psych. Give me your money."
But I believe that release is, if I want to be sure, if it's this Wednesday or not. Usually her stuff drops on Washi Wednesday, so I just go to her page to be sure. But yeah, she has a spring release coming out, which looks so stinking cute. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I love her stuff.
And according to the Planners Gone Wild Facebook group, we should have an update on what's going on with Go Wild. I believe she said in the post within the next week or so. So we'll definitely keep y'all updated on that. Because here's the thing. With the COVID numbers going, how they've been going, obviously we were very pessimistic about what was going to happen with COVID. But with the vaccination rollout, that has kind of changed the game a lot because, I mean, so many adults have already been vaccinated. Pretty much every state is going to have vaccination open to all adults over like 16 or 18 or something by mid-April, I think the end, like the beginning of May. So I don't know. So I still want to be a little optimistic because if they do go wild and I'm vaccinated, which I definitely plan to be within the next 2 weeks, I want to be there. I absolutely still want to be there, but I don't know. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I agree. Our state, Ohio, just opened up yesterday. Wait, what's it? Yeah, yesterday. Monday the 29th. And it has been chaotic trying to get an appointment. So literally I've been honestly refreshing as we speak, trying to see if it's an appointment. But I would hope by June that I would be fully vaccinated. Or I see, I don't know how that will work either. Like if folks are only able to get one shot by the time they go to Go Wild, are they still going to be eligible to go? Are they going to make it to where you have to be vaccinated to go, which I hope they would if they are going to do it.
I hope they would.
That's going to be some controversy.
I was about to say that Planners Gone Wild group is going to go nuts because I'm insane. Surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised by how many people are still like, absolutely not. I'm not getting vaccinated. Like, no shade or anything to y'all. I'm just not one of y'all. Like, you know, I trust the science. You know, if this was something where they were like, okay, well, all Black people get vaccinated first, then I would be like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's yeah, we not no guinea pigs now, but when other folks are running over grandma and the little babies to get their vaccination.
The rich people been literally cheating and buying their way into this vaccine. So
sometimes you got to just put on your common sense hat. Like everything just, and I am a conspiracy theorist. Everything just isn't. It just isn't that, but you just have to look at the logic to it. But I'm still like shocked that people are still upset about not getting refunds for Go Wild.
Really, you've been seeing that in the group? See, I haven't.
And those comments.
I mean, guys, like
maybe we in the minority here. So I mean, this is just our opinion. Be. So if it's different than yours, don't take offense to it. But the way I look at it as
the money spent,
the money is gone. The money is like gone. I will be patient. If they push it back, that's fine. As long as I have my ticket to when it is there.
Right. Cause I still want to go. And I feel like a lot of these people who are upset are still going to want to go at a future date too. If you didn't, you want to invest it $500 into this ticket in the first place. Like, you know, you're going to want to go, girl. Like, and I feel like the whole, you know, I just feel like if you didn't have it to spend, girl, you shouldn't have spent it.
Okay, I was gonna say, but I guess we could go there too. If you did not have it to spend, do not spend it. And that goes with anything in the planner community or life. Do not be spending your rent money to go to a freaking convention.
On optional stuff.
Yeah, don't you know do what I'm that. Saying?
Like, so, and obviously, I feel like you have to have the caveat for the fact that, you know, people probably bought the ticket before the pandemic. The pandemic hit, you know, people maybe lost their jobs. If that's your situation, I totally understand.
Yeah, I get that.
Totally understand. Like, if you're in a situation where money wasn't an issue before and now it is an issue because of the pandemic or whatever is going on in your life.
Yeah, 1,000% nobody could predict that.
Get that. Yeah. But if you're fine and you know you're going to want to go Go Wild on a future date anyway, just just chill and give them some time. I feel like they're doing the best they can, and they're going to give us information as soon as they can. And I feel like the money is spent. It's not just sitting in anybody's bank account chilling.
That's
the money
what I think a lot things. Of people think. And I'm like, I could tell people have never, who are upset about that, have never did like a large event, like a wedding mm-hmm. or like a family mm-hmm. reunion. You have to put deposits down. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why they're asking for the money up front. If they didn't need the money up front, you could pay at the door, you know?
Period. Yep.
So exactly. I don't think people thinking that is just sitting under a mattress somewhere. And that's mm-mm. not the case. Mm-mm. But I'm sure if they decided, like, you know, it's not, I just don't see in a world where they'll be like, it's not going to happen. If it's not going to happen right now, I just think it'll be pushed back to a later date.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's never going to happen.
Yeah, even if they were just still, you know, a little insecure about having it so soon.
Yeah.
Maybe even if they push it back towards the end of the year, like, you know, October, November, or something like that. I will still be down to go. Obviously, in the summertime, it's more convenient, I guess, but...
Yeah, with folks with kids, but we're getting too close to that June, especially people have to make accommodations for their kids, hotel, flights. Mm-hmm. I don't know if June will be feasible. I mean, I could probably make it work, but not everybody could.
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I hope that if it does still go on, I hope they do kind of have the caveat that, you know, we understand that people weren't able to be able to make as many, you know, the accommodations that they needed to in this short amount of time. So if you can't make it to this one or you just don't feel comfortable making it, maybe your ticket can transfer to next year. Or something like that. I would hope that they can maybe do something like that to help those people out. Because it's understandable if people either don't want to get vaccinated or get vaccinated and are still nervous about it, if they still have some kind of options for them. Because, I mean, vaccinated or not, I would still be nervous about being around that many people or whatever. I would just feel a million times better going and being vaccinated. That's why I wouldn't go unless I was vaccinated. So,
Yeah. I just say for those of y'all, like, just be patient, especially if it's like you still want to go and it's not like a money issue now. Mm-hmm. Just be patient and trust they're not scamming you. What is up with everybody thinking everybody's scamming people?
Everybody swear everything is scam. And it's like some things are a scam. And some things are not. Like, it'll be different if we had never seen any physical planners from Ivory Paper Co. Or the only physical planner we ever saw was, like, with influencers. But that's not the case.
It's not.
You can look at their TikToks, and see them making these goddamn planners. Like, chill. Just chill.
I just think a lot of us are so over what's, like, real issues that's going on in the world that we are deflecting and diving into Ivory Paper Co. mess.
Not because issues.
It's something that's not really issues. An issue. Yeah.
Like, the Ivory Paper Co. thing is a personal issue for some people. It's not a world issue. And we're not gonna help you make it one. So
yeah, and there's no way 49,000 people bought a planner for Ivory Paper Co. And it's like, raise your hand if you were personally victimized by Ivory Paper Co.
That was funny. Okay, now that one was a little funny. But for that is the only women who were in that video were white women. Those were the only women who were in that video, or white passing women. Check your privilege.
Oh, man. I just don't think... Yeah, I don't... I'm sure there had to be women of color who are still waiting on their planner.
Girl, but they were looking so dead serious. Like, Ivory Paper Co. had stole their life savings or something. Like, when they were raising hand, they was like, I wish y'all could see my face. Like, just looking like just victim. Like, oh my God, I just been so victimized. I'm so traumatized. Girl, people are dying, Kim. People are dying.
Oh my goodness. Not to go back to the Ivory Paper Co., but for those of y'all waiting, Go Wild is coming. We just have to be patient. This is very unprecedented times. Be patient. Yep. The Go Wild team are doing everything that they can.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, So, moving on, we do have another topic that we want to discuss. So, what do you do when the planner you bought does not work for you? Myra, that is my question to you. What do you do when the planner you bought does not work for you? Do, 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 do.
Literally the final Jeopardy question.
Right?
But I'm trying to think of what planners really didn't work for me.
Average paper
More than
code.
yeah. And what I tried to do was honestly give it away. If somebody was like looking to try it, I would say, hey, it didn't work for me. I'll try to give it away. A lot of like happy planners end up not working for me. They typically go to my sister. So I guess my answer would be to try to repurpose it by giving it to somebody that I think it would work for.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's definitely a good answer. That's a good thing to do. And I don't know, I guess for me, before you even get to you bought a planner and it doesn't work for you, make sure you actually put some time and some consideration into it before you buy a planner, especially if you buy one of these super expensive $50, $60, $70 planners. Like, don't just buy it because you saw somebody else got it and you're just assuming that, oh, it worked
Am I
for them,
being
so it's
red?
definitely gonna
I'm being
work for
red
you.
right now.
Oh It was an accident read. It was an accidental read. Because I'm reading myself a little bit too. I'm reading myself a little bit too. It's
Because
fine.
I'm thinking like I didn't even I honestly I did try the ivory paper coat for a couple weeks and it just I probably could have figured out that it wasn't going to work for me if I would have did a little bit digging. Because for me, a lot of my stuff that I do is on the weekends and they have no weekend space. I think that planner is perfect for somebody who needs something for work. But so I should have known that that wasn't going to work out for me. But happy planners, and it could be because they're a little bit cheaper. I can use coupons and stuff
That's
and
the
they're so
thing,
easily
yeah.
accessible. I just be like, oh, this don't work. I
Get a
give it
new
to
one.
my sister like it's like a bottle of water or something.
Repurpose it or give it away to somebody, or like, yeah, like you said, it's so easy with Happy Planner because you can always get like a super cheap planner. But yeah, I just say do your research before you even start your big purchase. Like I said, if it's gonna be an expensive purchase, or if not, like we were talking about earlier, don't buy something if you really shouldn't be buying it, like if you really can't afford to buy it for whatever reason. Like, you don't need a $70 planner. You don't
You
need a
don't.
hundred and something dollar planner cover. Like, none of these things are necessities. Really, all you need to be able to plan out your day in your life is paper and a pen, or
Yeah,
your
real
phone with the
tea.
notes app. Like, that's really all you need.
Seriously. So I think it goes down to buy the planner for you. Like you said, do your research and realize what you need. Especially if you're gonna invest some stuff, some money into it, if it's one of the like MoxiLife or a really expensive planner. And I want to say I don't think that just because a planner is more expensive that it's better than one that is
Definitely
not.
not.
So
Definitely.
it really just depends on you. And I know a lot of us are really especially like getting into planners. Like I swore up and down I would never buy e-seek for that price. I have several of e-seek
Same.
products at this point. So I
Same-sies.
know it's we're so hesitant because it's like, oh, it's just paper, especially we're coming into it. So, before you jump the gun and make that huge purchase, know what you are trying to use the planner for. And I YouTube, I'm sure if you are looking for a reason to use it, there's somebody out there who has a spread or a plan with me or some kind of video out there to explain how they use it for that purpose. So,
Yep,
yeah, just
exactly.
research.
Do your research and don't be afraid to start all over and get a new planner if it doesn't work out for, whatever reason. Like, it's not to go back to Ivory Paper Co., but that was one of my main issues with that whole argument that, oh, some people don't have the money to buy a new planner. Well, that shouldn't have been the planner you was buying in the first place, sis, because you can go to Walmart and get a $10 planner.
Who said that?
TikTok girl, that was an argument that they don't
This
have
goes
money to
back
get the planner.
to
So their life is on hold because they can't plan because they haven't got their planner for 4 months.
Because
apparently you can't accomplish anything in your life without having the $70 planner that you pay for or whatever.
What did she do before? Did you just not have a life until you stumble across this Ivory Paper Co. ad? Like, what? What?
We just want it to make sense.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, going back, you can plan your life with a 50-cent paper and a 50-cent pen from Walmart.
You sure can. Yeah.
It's fine. I just that makes zero sense to me.
Yep. But yeah, enough about them. I can't get over it.
I love how it just keeps going back to that.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh man.
One more thing we forgot to mention as far as releases go. So the we were in the Erin Condren town hall last week. Shout out to the EC team. So the new Teaching Lesser Planner lunch is coming soon. So insiders, EC insiders will have access on April the 8th. And then the general public will have access on April the 9th. And it's not just teacher planners. It's a whole collection. It's a teacher record book. And it's a whole bunch of other cute accessories and stuff. So even if you're not a teacher, you can probably still find something that you really like. So definitely check that out. Both Myra and I are EC affiliates. So feel free to use our links if you shop or make any purchases. We would definitely appreciate it. And they have three different styles of the new teacher planner too. So all my teacher bays out there, you know, it's something for everybody.
It's exciting times for y'all. So with EC, do they have like a student version that comes out during this release too, or just
they
teacher?
Do have a student planner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have a student planner, but I don't know when it comes out. I don't think it comes out in this release.
Mm.
So maybe it comes out like in May or June or something like that. But I don't think it. I think this is just a teacher planner. They haven't said anything about the student planner yet.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm just kind of used to. Honestly, it really doesn't apply to me because I'm neither one, but I'm used to, like, you know how Happy Planner does it, where it's like a back to school release and it's teacher. Both. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like in the past, the student planners have been undated I don't know if all of them have been undated, but I know they usually have one undated version that's available year round. So I don't know. They don't really put a lot into this student planner, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't feel like it's kind of like an afterthought. I feel maybe they'll put more into it in the future, but the teacher planner is the way bigger deal to them than the student planner.
Yeah. So. And you know what, I feel like a student is probably not in their price range, you know what I mean? Like,
it's and I mean, a student can really use any planner. They don't even really you can use a regular life planner if you're a student. You don't really need a special edition, even though it does have some different features in it. It's you really don't just like need it. So yeah, I don't know, maybe they'll put more into their student planner in the future, but right now the focus is all on us teacher base.
Some of the stuff is cute. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of y'all who love their teacher planners are excited. So get ready for that.
Yes, because they'll have a focused one, which is like the really neutral version of the teacher planner, and which is new, or it's newer. I don't think it's totally new, but it's newer. And then they'll have a mid-century circles teacher planner, which is like colorful with those cute circles. And then they'll have the layers, which I'm not too excited about because I've never been a big fan of the layers. But if you love layers, they got you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Also, so me and Myra both have some planner news. Both of us are, I don't know if you're switching to 7x9 officially, or you're just going to 7x9 for your memory keeping, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not switching officially. Okay. I've been using that happy planner for memory keeping. I did order a pun paper, and I think I'm gonna do that for I'm gonna try daily again. Okay. I have tried daily like a million and one times at this point, but I haven't found a daily planner that like really stuck with.
Have you tried the pun paper one before, or will you be new to trying it?
No, I'll be new. I feel like if it works for Julie, it can work for me.
Hello, Julie Splan. Your influence is definitely felt over here. For sure. Yeah, I just ordered a horizontal 7x9 planner from Plum Paper. And I ordered my 7x9-ish, I think it's called MIDI, on the Notique website, in the Bliss color. I am so excited. And you know what? Really? More so than the size, I don't think my issue with A5 or half letter is necessarily the size. I think my issue with A5 and half letter has been I don't like not having my whole planner in one. Like, I like being able to add elements to my planner, like different dashboards or stuff like that, that I like decorative stuff, but I don't like having to, okay, buy the calendar, okay, buy the weekly spread, buy, you know what I'm saying? Like, buy the note section. I don't like segmenting it together, and I don't like having it separated, because if you put, like, a whole year's worth in, like, an A5 or a half letter, that's going to be a very, very thick planner, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like super, super thick planners, so that's why I'm gonna try to go back up to my favorite size 7x9 with it all being in one in the Plum Paper and see how that works, because I just got to use a Notique agenda no matter what I do.
Notique is now officially a staple in my life, like, I'm not gonna get rid of it. I'm like, now that I'm used to this half letter size, when I got that MIDI, I'm like, oh my god, this is huge.
Really? You have it with you?
Yeah, hold on.
I want to see it. Because I was thinking it was going to be big too, but I just love 7x9 was the perfect size.
It really is. Your it just looks huge.
Okay, yeah. It looks big, but that's just compared to this. Used to. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
That's pretty.
I know. I love it. I would say, though, I do like the Croc better than the Lizard. But it's still, both of them are still really cute.
I love the look of the Lizard, but I like the feel of the Croc. The
feel, yeah, it the feels feel more luxurious.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, so once again, guys, you know, if you're not happy with whatever planner, you know, just buy a new one. It's fine. We have plenty of links so you can save on your planner.
Yeah. We are not like stick with one planner. Like, then sometimes, like, maybe the A5 worked for you during that season of your life, and now you're moving on to something else. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
As long as you're not spending rent money.
Or food money. Money that's supposed to be Kroger's, you're spending it on the planner. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Give Kroger their coin so you can get your money. I mean, get your food. Okay. But yeah, and you know what? So one thing that I've been doing that's really been working for me, because I tried daily planners forever and they just did not work for me either. So what I've been doing is I've been using my planner just as a weekly overview, just to look at my week, just to make sure I have all appointments, work stuff, planners and wine stuff, all that laid out so I can know what's going on. And then every day, I got this tip from another Instagrammer. It's like Tay Michelle or Nursing with Tay. She's a nurse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she uses this Google app called Tasks. So every night I'll like set different tasks that I have to do for the next day on my app. So then when I wake up, I'll have a notification saying this is what I need to do today. And I've been using that instead of using a daily planner. And it's actually been working for me because obviously I look at my phone all day, every day. And I'm not a reach for my planner every second of the day type of person, but I do reach for my phone all the time. So that's work for me. The app is called Tasks. I can't get the K in it, by Google. Can you say Tasks? Task.
Oh tasks. My God. Somebody about to read. Look, Emily already typing her little message to us.
You stay on my grammar. I can't. It's just how I talk. But Task with an S at the end. By Google. It's my new favorite app.
Oh my God, are you going digital? My life. She about to be a digital planner.
It's not a planner. It's no calendar. I love my people too much. And I love my Notique agendas too much. Now, if Notique make a phone case or something, I might think about it.
I feel like Notique would.
I think they would too. Hello.
She definitely would.
DJ, if you're listening, go and get us that old phone case or that iPad case. We need it. They do have a laptop like holder. So. Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about investing in one of those, but I ain't going nowhere. Like, as soon as outside opens back up, I'll probably get one.
Like, where is it? Where are you holding this laptop to? To the next room? Like,
to the next room at this point. Woo. But yeah, I've heard of that app before, and I can see how that could work for people. I think why I'm so interested in Daily right now is because I'm trying to recreate habits for myself, because I'm easy to like wake up. Literally, now I'm waking up like 5 minutes before I had to log on. I haven't been getting up at 5 anymore. What? I'm like, oh no, this is ghetto. I can't
That's
do this.
That's not you. No.
Yeah, it's not. So I'm trying to recreate habits, and I haven't been eating breakfast. So by the time lunch come around, I'm like eating everything in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will help me.
Right. And then you know what? I feel like, especially while you're working at home, you're fine with a paper planner too. Like for me, like since I'm still out and about, I just don't want to be carrying around another planner if I don't absolutely have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I feel like if I do eventually go back, the Daily planner probably would not be it. Because I have to carry my half letter. So now I've got two planners. Like, nah, I don't know if it'll work.
Exactly. Yeah, more planners than plans. We can't do that.
We can't do that. But we'll see. Hopefully, I only got it in 6 months. So you can get a plum paper in either a whole year daily or 6 months. So I just did 6 months just to see if I like it. Just
test it out.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good idea. Yep. I just got my shipping notification for mine today. And I ordered it on Friday. Yes. We were texting while we were ordering. And yeah, so plum paper. All you Ivory Paper Co. haters, maybe go buy something for Plum Paper. You know what I'm saying? Because they really are on it with the shipping.
They are. And I love how customizable it is.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to help y'all. I love it. So y'all can move on with y'all life. But anyway, last thing on the agenda, and, you know, we don't want to get too deep into it, but the trial of Derek Chauvin is going on right now. That is the former police officer who is accused of murdering George Floyd last May. At first I said I wasn't gonna watch it, and now I've been kind of in and out of it because my curiosity is just getting the best of me. But I'm trying not to watch too much of it because, you know, we have to protect our peace, and getting too many details is not protecting my peace. I just need just enough to know how the trial is going and not every single, you know, super sad detail. Like earlier, I was watching right before we started podcasting. They had like I think the girl was maybe 9 when it happened. So maybe she's like 10 now. She was testifying about, you know, witnessing it, and it was just sad. It was just very, very sad. So, and I'm trying not to get, you know, pissed off because, you know, there have been a lot of headlines coming out about what the defense is trying to say, but I just try to chalk it up as that's their job. Their job is to defend that man, and they have to come up with every crazy, out of control, stupid scenario to get some reasonable doubt into the jurors' heads. And, you know, that's their job. That's why they're doing it. That does not mean that they believe what they're saying, because I honestly don't think they believe what they're saying, because if you watch that video, I don't know how you could. You know what I'm saying? If you're a regular, logical person. But
Yeah. And like you said, it's definitely their job to defend that, even though he definitely did something heinous, he still has the right to have defense. But I haven't looked at any of it because I'm not mentally capable to do that right now.
Right. It's a lot. And especially the parts that bother me the most is the defense speaks a lot to the state that George Floyd was in when everything occurred. And it just bothers me that he's not here to tell his side of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, not, I was about to say defend himself, even though he's not the one on trial. It's this former police officer that's on trial. But in a lot of ways, in a lot of people's heads, they have put George Floyd on trial as well. And it's just not about him. He, like, there are very, very, very few circumstances where anybody, especially police officers, should take someone else's life into their own hands like that, in a way, yeah. You know, if taking someone's life. And this is not one of those very few situations where that was necessary to anybody with eyeballs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, it's plain as day. Yeah. Ugh. And I know, even like the, I said I wasn't gonna get into details, but girl, this bothered me. So the defense had said something about maybe, because, you know, there was a crowd around and they were shouting at the police to get off him. They were calling the police. They were, the crowd was calling the police on the police too, trying to get somebody to help and stop this situation from going down. And the defense tried to spin it as like, oh, well, the police felt threatened because of the crowd and da 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 da. But you weren't hurting or detaining the crowd. You were detaining this man. So what does that have to do with what you were doing to him? It just doesn't make any sense. I feel like they're just grasping at straws and they're just throwing anything out there to see what's going to catch with the jury. And it's just a sad situation all around. And it's just something that never should have happened. That's a video we never should have had to see. This is something that never should have occurred. Like, it's just insane. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it really is. It's definitely grasping at straws, but I mean, that is what defense do. Yeah, I mean, how can you defend that?
It's indefensible, honestly.
Yeah, like, and that's really what they have. They have to do the indefensible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I know all those folks. Like, I mean, I couldn't imagine being there, because you just feel helpless. Like, there's literally nothing you can do. Like, you can't, you end up risking your own life trying to help somebody who's literally dying in front of you for no reason.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like, the last trial like this that I watched in real time was the George Zimmerman trial, who went, you know, after he murdered Trayvon Martin back in like, the trial was like in 2013. Girl, I watched every minute of every second of that trial. The devastation that I felt when they had a not guilty verdict is just, I can't compare it to any other feeling I've ever had in life. That's why I initially was like, I'm not watching this, because I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm not going to think this is a slam dunk. And I just want to remind anybody out there who may be watching this or just keeping updated on it too, that even though to us it does seem like it's a slam dunk, open and shut case, all they need is one juror to feel a little different than we feel. Just one person out of, I think, 12. And that could throw the whole case off. That could create either a hung jury and they have to start all over or whatever. So, you know, just try to, you know, let's just try to keep our expectations down so that, you know, hopefully we'll be pleasantly surprised, because this doesn't happen. Police just don't really get convicted of murdering civilians a lot. It just doesn't happen. They do it a lot, but charges don't happen a lot, and convictions most certainly don't happen a lot, because there just seems to be this predisposition of people, mainly white people, to have a trust in the police that people of color just don't have. And so they believe that if a police murder somebody, that is usually justified. Obviously not all white people, but it just ends up in a lot of these cases, the people who end up on the jury are people who fall into that bucket. So let's just hope that's not the case this time.
Yeah, you know? And it's very sad that the bar is so low for us. Like, literally just getting charges is a win for us. Charges, not,
or somebody not just losing their job is a win for us.
Yeah.
After you murdered somebody, why is it even a question of whether or not you should keep a job? It's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like even if, like, in those very rare circumstances where we can be like, okay, maybe you had to use excessive force, even then you shouldn't be working. Some type of investigation needs to be done, even then. But it's so sad that the bar is so low. And same here. I watch that George Zimmerman trial from like just glued to it, and it's just
it was the Trayvon Martin trial, though. That's the thing,
pretty much, because they had to paint a picture of him of a child. Mm-hmm. Of a child that was so negative to make it
got completely assassinated. And yeah, it basically was his trial, which is the disgusting part. And I think now, all these years later, and all these events that have taken place over time have made people be way more clear and way more intentional. Even the judge in this case has been very intentional about not turning this into George Floyd's trial, of making sure this is Derek Chauvin's trial, which is how it should be. So that gives me some faith in humanity that even the judge is on some, we're not going to do too much about what was going on with him. We need to focus on what happened with the dude who's actually sitting here, you know? So, woo, yeah. The stress.
That is too much. That's too much. Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm not really looking forward to, it's kind of sad to say that I'm not looking forward to that to be over, because I kind of have a feeling where the outcome is gonna go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just don't, like, we've been through enough.
See, and you know what, I'm the opposite. It's like, even if I try to not be too optimistic, this case just feels so clear to me, and it's just like, I don't know how a competent person could not convict him, but I know it's always a chance and they only need one juror. So I'm just scared. It's just too much. And the whole country, the whole world is watching this trial, and it's a really, really scary time. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
It's insane.
We'll
talk about somebody's life here. This is not like a freaking NBA game or something, you know?
Right.
So
there are real stakes. There are real stakes involved in this. And this wasn't even on my list, but since the last time we podcasted, not since the last episode, but we recorded the last episode way before it came out. Since the last time we podcasted, there has been another mass shooting in the United States, in Colorado. So
again, how much more? It's like, as soon as the world opened back up, the shooting started again.
And you know what? I was listening to another podcast, and one of the hosts asked the question, at what point do we just accept this as a part of American culture? Because this keeps happening, lives keep being lost, and there are no real measures being put in place in order to prevent this from happening in the future. Like, I haven't even seen a big gun control debate amongst the people who really matter, like these people in power. Like, obviously, I think Biden may have said a little something about it, but I don't think there's a humongous push from the Democrats to do it. Because we still have it. I'm just mad. I'm just pissed. Yeah. Like, do we just have to accept this and protect ourselves? Like, what can we do?
Once the little kids, and I believe it was Sandy Hook, when it was the little, like, first and second graders, when nothing changed after that, and these are children, like, babies, children.
20 babies.
And not to bring race, they were white children. Majority white children, and nothing happened for gun control then. I was just like, it's just never going to happen. This is just what we are now accepting. Like, my son is just going to have to know that he could possibly get shot at school.
Yeah, it's horrible. Or at the grocery after store, that happened, or in the movie theater. It's disgusting. And even though voter fraud is completely fake, these GOP legislatures in all these different states keep popping up with all these literal voter suppression bills to stop people from voting, because they know that that's the only real way crime. They can win. Yeah, because that's the real crime. And it's like, so why do you have your Second Amendment right to have a gun, any crazy machine gun you want, but my, I think, 15th Amendment right to vote is constantly being infringed on, and you don't care about that? So do we care about the Constitution? Do we care about the amendments? Or do we only care about the ones that you care about?
I think we know the answer to that.
Oh,
I'm just like, there's no reason to have a AR-15 other than to kill human beings.
Period.
You don't need that to kill a deer. I know this has never happened, but I'm just totally for banning all guns. I just don't, I don't like them personally.
I don't like guns either.
Statistically, it's going to harm someone in my household before it helps me.
Right.
A burglar or something. But yeah. I know people, you know, they like their guns or whatever, but it just, there's, why do you need an AR-15?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I hate that argument that somebody tried to make about, I think maybe it was Trump, about a good guy with a gun can help a bad guy with the, stop a bad guy with a gun. That's never happened though. Anytime these mass shootings have happened, there are almost 400 million guns in the United States, more guns than people. But anytime these mass shootings have ever happened, there has never been, at least that I know of, there has never been this, you know, this activist with a gun who just runs in and stops this from happening. Where are y'all at? If that's the case, if that's your argument, then I need you to step it up and stop some of these mass shootings when they're happening. Because I don't see you doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see you doing it.
It's not,
it doesn't happen.
You never know what you're going to do until you're in that situation. And then I don't expect you to be thinking logically anyway. So I just, statistically, that's not going to happen. That's the Chuck wants a gun so bad to protect the house. And I'm
Dallas
just like,
does too.
Dallas okay, does. We'll put it in the safe. I'm like, okay. So I'll tell the robber to be like, oh, just wait a minute. We got to take the safety off. Mm-hmm. Hold on. It's in this safe with the 15 digit passcode. Like, come on.
Right.
Who's doing that?
I feel like if the people in charge, the people in Congress and stuff are not going to do anything to it, then about this, I need the rest of us to find ways to protect ourselves and our family, not through being armed also, but through, I mean, if it comes to it, have a metal detector at every exit at every school, not just at the schools in the bad neighborhoods, but at the schools in the white, you know what I'm saying? Like the schools in the other neighborhoods and everything too. Have a metal detector at the grocery store. Make people not be legally allowed to come into your business with any type of firearm. You know what I'm saying? Like if the people in charge are not going to do what they're supposed to do, then I need everybody else to just do what we can to mitigate, because we're not going to stop it. But if we have to mitigate it, we need to just try to mitigate it as much as humanly possible until they decide to step up and do the right thing and enact some real gun legislation that we haven't had in years and years. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Also, like
that amendment was made when it took like 15 minutes to put another round in.
I was
like, you know what I'm saying?
The
like, how
fathers,
old is that?
They could not keep, they didn't know anything about the technology that we would have today.
No. No.
I just hate that. Like, we don't, just because
it's voter fraud. That doesn't happen. Literally, it's like less than 1%.
They have so much audacity with these voter ID laws and these, girl, I can't. Y'all,
it's insane. I just don't understand how people don't see the silver lining in all this.
Mm-hmm. It's just wrong. Just loud and wrong. And yeah, but changes have to be made. And like I said, if the people in charge don't want to change it, then we have to just change our society. And I don't want us to live in a society where we just accept gun violence and mass shootings as a part of our everyday American life. But it's to the point where we kind of have to. Because clearly we're trying to vote for people who are going to change things, but then every time we take two steps forward, we take one step back with these people trying to suppress our vote now because they see the power in our votes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's insane. I literally just had to do like a active shooter like training, which I'm like, I'm doing this if I'm at home, but this is a part of the yearly thing. Yes. I'm like, that's insane. That is literally next to a fire and like tornado drill.
Yeah, because it's just something that just can happen. It's just like, you know, it could just happen, and so you just got to prepare for it. And because
our kids literally have active shooter drills now.
Yep,
at school.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we have them at work. Crazy.
How is that? I just don't understand how people don't see anything wrong with that. Like, we shouldn't have to live like that.
They It's crazy.
Like, active shooting is literally a, like, next two things that are acts of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't, we really can't control.
We can't control.
I mean, it's like we're just coming to the point where we're just acknowledging that we can't control this. And but the frustrating thing is that we can and we should, but people aren't. Because they care more about, you know, keeping their position in Congress or whatever else. And that's one reason why I'm very much in favor of term limits in both Congress and the Supreme Court. Because if you can just have unlimited power for the rest of your life, you're going to make these type of concessions in order to keep this power. But if you know, no matter what you do, no matter how many people you appease, that in 4 or 8 years, there's somebody who is going to replace you no matter what, then maybe you will be more willing to stand up for what's actually right and what you actually believe in, rather than just trying to keep this lifetime paycheck.
I can see that backfiring too.
Wow.
People doing the most outlandish things because they're not getting a term renewal.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I still feel like we should try.
America is the ghetto. This is so trash. Why do we live here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the world.
People across the world is like, oh.
See, that's the thing, though. The whole world is kind of trash. To be honest, like, we just have our, you know, we have
just
our
human American, beings in general.
Yeah, we have our American issues, but every country has issues.
Yeah, that's true. I just think it's like our issues is just like it could be avoided, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're avoidable, mm-hmm. but we care more about guns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. People care. Yeah. And it's only like 30% of the population who even own them. So it's not even the majority.
Oh my God. Don't write in either that people kill people, not guns. I don't want to hear it.
I don't think any of our listeners think like that. And if they do, they really listen to the wrong podcast.
This is it for you. I'm sorry. We know we're not for everybody. This one
ain't for you. Get out of here. No, this is not for you. Trust me. Like that. People kill people, girl.
And then that goes back to the argument that we need to have some gun control so these people that are killing people don't have easy access to get these guns.
Exactly. Exactly. My thing is, if you're not a psychopath, you don't have nothing to worry about. You'll still be able to get yours. But these people who don't need to have them, we just want to make it harder for them to get them. Gosh. Yes.
Yeah. And if that means you have to take 2 extra steps to get yours, it is what it is.
I mean, but we've learned from dealing with COVID that people are not doing things just to help other people. If they don't get some type of direct help for themselves, they don't want to help.
We are very
selfish.
They don't want to
do it. Yeah, it's a very selfish society. Exactly. They're like, well, what do I get out of it? Why do you have to get something out of everything that you do? If you know it's going to benefit other people. The gag
is, it ultimately benefits you. Because that means you're a little bit safer too.
Mm-hmm.
Look, even with COVID.
Look, my mind was blown when there was a police officer who was killed in the Colorado shooting. He was responding to the shooting. He ended up getting killed. His father came out days after the shooting happened. I don't even think his son's been buried yet, saying that don't try to use my son to promote gun control. He was for the Second Amendment and he would never want his legacy to be used to support gun control. We're all for the Second. His own child just got murdered, not even in the ground yet, and he's still like, no, we need to have these guns that just killed my child out here. So, yeah.
That's how deep that runs for some of them. Because I'm sure, obviously, obviously he's a police officer, so he must be competent, but we don't know that for sure. But I'm assuming that he had to been competent with his gun. So obviously, what's the issue? He still would have been able to get his if we still had some gun control.
Exactly. Well, he would have had one. For sure. Exactly.
Ain't he the good guy with the gun too, though?
It's weird. That was a weird stance to take, in my opinion. It was a weird stance.
Maybe he's just grieving. You know, sometimes we say and do weird things.
Facts.
So I won't hold him that hard.
I'm not gonna
up
hold
on
that
it,
against
but,
him.
Yeah.
And I, you know, but I was just like, really, really, sir. All right.
Ooh, all these hot takes on this podcast. Just ooh, controversy.
It's fine. I mean, but it's important that our listeners know where we stand. Like, we're not the type of content creators who are willing to hide where we stand on very big issues just for the check or just for more. Because obviously, could we have more listeners if we didn't have these controversial takes? You know, like if we didn't share how we really feel about these controversial topics, probably there are probably plenty of people who just want to listen to planner stuff and nothing else about the world. We're just not that podcast. There are podcasts out there for that.
There is. Podcasts, Instagrams, YouTube channels for that. It's just, I just couldn't do it.
This is
our day-to-day life that we have to deal with, and this is what I be putting in my planner, so...
Period. Exactly. Right. Because I'm writing in my planner that I'm doing a Walmart pickup instead of going in the store, because I might get shot in the store. So why can't I talk about why I might get shot in the store?
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm talking about it. Period.
Oh, man. We talked about that a bit on last week's show. So if this is your first episode, definitely check that one out. That was a really good one. But our seeing our planners, or in this case, us talking about just planners, is a privilege.
Right. Because that's what we try to tell people. Like, and I hope everybody on Instagram know, like, you're not just your planner or your beautiful spread or your sticker collection. Like, you're a real person with real issues. We all are. So we're not just gonna focus on the pretty plans. We gotta focus on the life and the lives behind the plans, you know. But you know, there's content out there for you that's like that. So it's fine.
Yeah, we're not for everybody. Probably lost those people last week though.
Girl, we probably lost those people back in
June.
We never had those people. That's why we've never gotten any negative comments, because we never had those people.
You know what? Tip, we're going to end this with a tip. Like, if you want to start a planner podcast, a planner account, or whatever, be yourself.
Be upfront.
If you are upfront and this is what you want, when something happens, folks are going to know.
Yep.
Don't
try
you.
They're not going to be surprised. Yep. Yeah. Because even during the whole thing that happened last summer, I never got any negative comments, because I feel like I had always made it clear that Black Lives Matter to me. Love is love. Science is real. Yeah. Trans lives matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop Asian hate. Like, all that stuff has always been on the forefront for both of us. So nobody who's ever followed us is surprised. Or if you were, you must have unfollowed real quick. Because...
Yeah, I never had that. Those crazy DMs. Shut up and scribble. Oh, look. That's a t-shirt. Shut up and scribble.
I like that. That's cute. Okay, who am I stealing? That's cute.
Don't take our idea, but okay. I never got any of those, because I feel like I was very upfront and not afraid. I think even going back to Ivory Paper Co., I think I'm the only person that ever came back and did a video about it and got my thoughts on it. And I get why some content creators don't want to do that. I get, but that's just not me. If I influence somebody or if I show somebody a planner and I'm like, I don't believe in that anymore. I'm gonna say
here's
it.
The thing. When you've built a following of 40, 50, 60K followers on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, not showing all sides of yourself, then one day when you decide to, obviously you're gonna get a lot of that, because people probably assume that you were one way and now you're showing them that you're another. You don't have to assume anything about me. I'm gonna let you know everything and all that I am up front. You know what I'm saying? So from the jump, like Myra Tip said, just be yourself. Don't leave any assumptions out there. Let people know exactly who you are. And then you have to, not to say you don't have to worry at all, but you have to worry way less about getting any backlash or nastiness or hate or anything, because people knew what they signed up for when they started following you in the first place. Now, when people don't know what they signed up for, I feel like that's when you have the issues, because they'll just assume.
Making assumptions that... Mm-hmm.
They'll say, oh, she's like a white girl or whatever. She must not feel that way. Or if she's a black girl or a person of color and they're not saying it, that maybe they must not feel that way. Or they just don't, you know, bring politics into it. You know, they'll think that if you don't put it out there. So really just make a decision inside, decide what type of platform and what type of audience you want to be able to curate, you know, or else.
Yeah. And shout out to those, the Karens from last week on the EC post. I haven't seen y'all comment anything on all the planner related stuff they've been talking about lately.
Nope.
So.
They have not.
That's just so strange to me. It'd be like three comments on the planner stuff, but then when they speak out against something, that's going when you crazy. Got something to say.
That's when you got something to say. Like, I thought you stopped using them. I thought you stopped following them last time they got political. Like, why are you still
here?
Or if
it's just about planners, why ain't you commenting on their planner stuff?
Exactly.
Once again, I'm
happy and I'm proud of EC for stepping up now and making their views known. But had their views been known from the jump, then they would have curated an audience who was accepting of those views, and they wouldn't get all this every time they post something. Same thing with Happy Planner.
Every company. Really. Yeah.
When you don't tell people what to expect from your company, and then out of nowhere, years into it, now you're speaking up, now you're saying all this, you got a lot of people, and not to say that justifies those people's anger, it doesn't at all, but like I said, I'm just saying, you know, Passion Planner has been very clear about their political stances literally since I started following the company. So when they post something in support of Black Lives Matter or the Asian community, you don't see a bunch of negative coming. You don't even expect a bunch of I expected negativity on that Erin Condren post. I don't expect or see negativity on some of these other companies' posts because I feel like they have just been more clear in the past and more upfront about how they feel.
Well, the most controversy I've seen from Passion Planner was that WAP post, which was iconic to me. I thought it was hilarious, but folks was upset.
They were.
It was upset. Oh my God. And that's so strange because the planning world is like women dominated. Like when you want to be about women expressing whatever they want to express.
First of all, American society is so hypocritical. There is like pearl clutching over the most ridiculous things. Like, just let people live their lives and be who they are and love who they want to love and support what they want to support. Like, cause like, just do it. Just leave people alone. I don't support like Trump or Trump supporters, but I don't go out seeking them. I don't go out seeking their pages. I don't go out seeking their posts to hate on them or to say anything about them. I don't care what you do in your little corner of the internet, as long as it's not affecting my corner of the internet.
Yeah, that's true. I just did a lot of cleaning up. Like, because I feel like a lot of people unfollowed. I did a lot of that 2015, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and still today, if I need to,
yeah. Sometimes they come out the woodworks. It'd be like, wow, like you, how's you still here?
Yep. So yeah, but yeah, I'm glad we got to end on a slightly lighter note because
I know it's so much going in the world, and I know it could be affecting some of our listeners too. Mm-hmm. It's just we totally understand. It's just a lot.
Yep, absolutely. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening to another week of Planners and Wine. Like Myra said, check out our website, plannersandwinepod.com, our Patreon, our merch. We'll have some new merch coming, hopefully really soon, and we will let y'all know about that. And that's all I got. Have a great week,
guys.
And
we do other stuff, too.
We do. Me, not
no
as much.
No shade to whoever message that. I just thought that was so funny that they were just like, oh, you're Planners and Wine. I'm like, I do other stuff too. And it's two of us here.
Me not as much, but Myra, yes, she does other stuff.
Oh, but I love it. No shade or anything. I just thought it was funny.
I love it too. But yeah, right. Guys, I guess that is it. We will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.